After dinner and football, what does the rest of your holiday weekend look like? If you've got a house full of guests and you need to get them out to see the sights, Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer, has some museum ideas. He got on Skype with us tonight.
These are kind of like fall's greatest hits at museums around town. The first is pop artist Roy Lichtenstein's amazing exhibit at the National Gallery of Art. It's the first major retrospective of his work since his death in 1997. And I also like the Civil War and American Art. That's at the Smithsonian American Art Museum. It features works of Winslow Homer, Eastman Johnson, and Frederick Church, among others. You'll see 59 paintings and 18 rare photos. And speaking of incredible photography, Dimitri, duck into the Museum of Natural History for an exhibit called Nature's Best Photography. You can check out colorful portraits of plants, animals, and people by the best amateur and professional photographers on the planet. And finally, The Eyes of History 2012. That's at the museum. It's your chance to see 70 of the best images from politics, war, sports, and everyday life that impacted the world over the past year. It's at the museum through the end of March.
Mike, when the museums close and the sun goes down, there's great entertainment this weekend, too.
The legendary B.B. King is at the Howard Theater on Saturday night with his famous guitar, Lucille. He's 87 now and still playing the blues better than most. And one note about the newly renovated Howard Theater. If you haven't visited yet, it's worth checking out. These spaces are gorgeous, and the acoustics are pretty sweet, too. And another intimate venue, the Hamilton, hosts Grammy winner Shelby Lynn on Sunday night. She'll do a solo acoustic performance and even have a Q&A with the audience after the show. And if you want to get into the holiday mood, on Saturday night at the 9:30 Club, Sufjan Stevens performs his version of A Christmas Sing-Along. Stevens is all about indie pop and electronic beat, so it should be a pretty interesting show.
You were talking about Christmas music, Mike. It really is official. Christmas is upon us with all the stores opening early. How about, you know, we get away from the materialism, the shopping, and take in some beautiful lights. You have one spot in Maryland, another in Virginia.
Well, if you like the tradition of cruising around in your car as you weave through light displays, Seneca Creek State Park out in Gaithersburg kicks off its Winter Lights Festival on Friday and Saturday nights. After dusk, of course. It's a 3.5-mile drive with 360 illuminated vignettes. And on Sunday night, they'll have something new. It's called S'more Lights, where families can be whisked away on an open-air trolley to Toyland to roast marshmallows and make s'mores, of course. And then in Virginia, there's the Bull Run Festival of Lights with 40,000 animated lights, and it's all set to music. The Mammoth display begins on Friday and Saturday, and then they take a break for a week, and they kick it off again November 30th, and it runs every night through New Year's Eve.
That is Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief for Washington Flyer. Read more about all the events he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.